Hi, this is Chip, and welcome to the return of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, concentrated commentary on the worlds of Doctor Who. This is episode 273, and we're talking about magazine covers? An outstanding development for Doctor Who in America, and to a lesser extent the show worldwide, as a resplendently tweety Matt Smith brandishes his sonic screwdriver from the cover of this Friday's Entertainment Weekly magazine. I mean, our British listeners are used to seeing Doctor Who on the Radio Times every other month, but this is nearly unheard of here. Does this mean that Doctor Who is finally mainstream in America? Well, a little bit of restraint's in order, so I'm going to tone down my usual ranting and raving and point out just what the cover story's about. While it looks like we are getting a sizable story about Doctor Who, for which the publicists at BBC America and the mothership should be proud, it's in the context of cult TV, something Entertainment Weekly's always paid at least passing attention to, but, well, here's their preview. Quote, "How do you know when a TV show has become a cult phenomenon? When its often comparatively small ratings are eclipsed by the wild ardor of its fans," end quote, and perhaps indulge in a bit of fanish crawling back into the ghetto as we realize that they could be damning our show with faint praise. Doctor Who is, perhaps, beloved but not popular. Truth is, I think Doctor Who is both, and can hold its own in America against all the other sci-fi franchises that are big but not Avengers big. A few weeks ago, I was at one of the best regional comic book conventions in America, Heroes Con in Charlotte, North Carolina. They actually care about comics there. Take a lesson, San Diego. There were a few fans dressed as David Tennant and Matt Smith, and artist Jesse Rubenfield even made a giant Matt Smith Muppet, which is very apt, come to think of it. But I asked several artists if they could do sketches of the Doctor, and many of them admitted that they didn't really know the characters that well. So, we'll actually see on Friday whether Entertainment Weekly thinks Doctor Who's an oddity or the next big thing. Sadly, I think we can expect them to gloss over its standing in Britain. But in the US, this cover does demonstrate, and actually so does my experience at the Comic Con, we're sort of in that place between Doctor Who still being our little secret and part of the pop culture canon. We're right in between those two. There's still a little mystery about the show over here. I do wonder, though, for how much longer. And that's 2-Minute Time Lord, podcast 273. Lots and lots of episodes, most of them 2 minutes long. You can find them at iTunes or at twominutetimelord.com. I'm on Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord. I'm at facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord, and I don't have the guts for Google+ right now. I'll talk to you guys soon, as I take a look ahead to the hints that we've gotten about the upcoming season, which starts in August.